Welcoming you to another edition of America Tonight. Americans had their eyes peeled to court TV, perhaps. Nancy Grace, she might shriek, but she's on the case. When it comes to George Zimmerman or what's happening with Jahar Snarnaev, who was in court for the first time giving nasty sneers to some of the people who were there to stare him down. Let's start with George Zimmerman, shall we? What do you think? Fair or foul? Innocent or guilty? You know what? It all comes down to six people on a jury. The tensions are high. People were actually scalping seats to get in the courtroom to get a glimpse of Zimmerman and what was happening in this trial over the death of Trayvon Martin. So the case was never, ever an open and shut kind of deal. Never. And it had to do with race on the outside, although I think it didn't really, but it was being played up. Can we get beyond that? In the Zimmerman trial, the prosecution is taking a lot of low blows. I think they've actually blown it, honestly. I don't understand the direction of the prosecution and some of the things that have come out in the last week and a half. So, having said that, what are the women on this jury thinking? Are they thinking, when they see these pictures of him where he is beat to a pulp, that there was this confrontation? It shouldn't have happened, but it did. And he did what he had to do because it's stand your ground in Florida. So he shot Trayvon Martin and then wished he hadn't done it, but shot him because he was in the middle of fighting for his life as he was getting pummeled. Or is this seen as, okay, this guy's a vigilante. He was told to get away from him. Why did he even go? And then Trayvon Martin, of course, was in the gated community, but his family lived there. So that's why he had access. That's why he was there in the first place. So if he hadn't been so much of a vigilante, would this have happened? Once again, we always try to color people or label them. And I think there is no direct route to this one. It's just a question of whether you believe, listen. So the guy was into being a neighborhood watch guy, got a little overzealous. He had called 911 a gazillion times. That was all over the place on the record. He was frustrated because he hadn't been able to pass the exam and become a police officer. And, you know, the hits just go in a lot of different directions. Then there were things about Trayvon Martin and was he smoking marijuana at the time? And did that make him more crazed? And, you know, we could go through a litany of things that have come out, personal character assassinations on both sides, really. And then the crazy thing about the 911 call, the scream, who was it? The Zimmermans testify, it was their son. The Martins testify, it was their son. Friday, the jury is supposed to get this case. What will they decide? What is the right decision here? George Zimmerman announced after his defense team came up with the last witness that he's not going to testify in his own defense. He wasn't going to testify. That makes sense because I think they're concerned about what would the cross-examination be like. Probably was smart. I don't know that it would help him to testify. The judge asked about whether he's going to take the stand in his own defense, and he said after consulting with counsel, he decided not to testify. And he's accused, as you all know, of second-degree murder in the February 26, 2012 death of Trayvon Martin, who was a 17-year-old from Miami, staying with his father, never thinking that was going to happen. So the jurors will have to consider two charges other than murder in relation to Martin's death, perhaps manslaughter and aggravated assault. Zimmerman's lawyers objected, saying it would be murder or nothing. So will they convict him of second-degree murder in the death of Trayvon Martin? I think it's hard to read. I think the jury is probably, from the accounts that I've read, hard to read. This is why, because it's so about that jury, that people, if they have money, they get a shadow jury. So they can set up people similar to the ones on the jury and try to figure out what they're thinking, and they try the case along with them. It's a wild industry. And then that way, they feel like they have better odds in knowing what they can say in the courtroom and what would get the right kind of reaction. It is at the end of the day, it is a chess match for this guy's life, for Zimmerman's life. I also mentioned that Jahar Sharanayev was in court, the 19-year-old, who didn't die the night his brother Tamerlan died. But there are people watching him today in a courthouse in Boston who wish he would die 1,000 deaths because they're missing limbs, they're missing friends. Remember, there were 4 very different people who were killed in those 2 bomb blasts. But you cannot bring him back. So there were amputees that were there. There were all kinds of people that wanted to see Jahar and see what he did. Of course, he pled not guilty to 30 charges. But I'd say they have him on tape. I think the evidence in this one is pretty clear cut. 30 federal charges in the bombings. And then, of course, the crazy pursuit through the streets of suburban Boston. So they're probably going to call, and this is going to be a long one, they're going to call in this case 80 to 100 witnesses in a 3 to 4 month period. So this is not going to be like Zimmerman. This case will not go fast. 200 people crammed in the courtroom to get a look at him, because he hasn't been in public since the night he was taken from that boat. And there were people who were defending him. They were on the courthouse steps, and they were yelling things out. Things like, "We Muslims are one body. You hurt one, you hurt us all. Stop killing our innocent people and we'll stop. The U.S. government is killing our innocent civilians. I can't stand to see such evil unpunished." And the signs go on and on and on. So this could explode as well, but further down the line. Sharanayev, by the way, was allowed to have a phone conversation with his mother, who lives in the Russian Republic of Dagestan. She recorded it and played it back to a CNN affiliate based in England. She asked whether he was in pain. "No, of course not," he said. "I'm already eating and have been for a long time." He assured her he was getting much better. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us. We're scaling the wall. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
America Tonight. I'll tell you a couple of things in the air as I mentioned that are interesting. Interesting because of what could amount to an eruption in those particular areas. Now, for Tsarnaev, we have a little bit of time before that thing gets underway, and it's going to, a ton of time for that to go through the system. Versus what's happened with Zimmerman, I have to tell you, I am completely shocked, really completely shocked, as someone who's covered courts and crime so much in the past, at how fast this went through. And it's going to be different with Tsarnaev's case, with feds and everything else that's involved in that. All right, I felt like we needed to lighten the load here at the tail end of the show, an expression I like to use, meaning not everything is evil and negative and awful. There's actually a few people and a few things happening that are worthy of a quick mention in a much more positive way. So we'll get out of the courtroom and tell you about a couple of other interesting things. Because, boy, it does seem like we're in court a lot, doesn't it? Feels that way to me. And it's because these things are starting to come around. I think this is a positive thing. I think it's positive that there's a petition that's being circulated for a non-fee charge for the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. Because, and I do. It was a terrible, horrible day in our history. It was. I don't care how old you were, where you were, you remember it. So you would pay up to $25 just to get inside. Now, the wife of a retired police officer from Brooklyn has started this petition. Her name's Laura Timoney, calling on the museum, scheduled to open in the spring of 2014, to not charge for any kind of an entry fee. The foundation that's planning the museum decided that operating costs would require a fee. Entry into the plazas is free, but a fee to go into the museum. So the museum people aren't commenting on this. And the thing that she said that really struck home with me, because initially I would have said, well, yeah, if they have costs, then that's okay. They have to have costs. But what she said that was interesting is she said, with operating costs, what they're saying is, well, operating costs expect to be $60 million, that's security and everything else. The board voted to institute the mandatory fee, which is $25. But it kind of makes it a tourist attraction. And if it's a tourist attraction, and you think of the people that were lost, and think of the way you're sort of paying homage to them, I don't know, paying to go to the museum changes, she's right, it changes the way you think of the museum. Somewhat, it does. So, I think she's getting a lot of people to sign this petition. U.S. citizens should be able to pay respects for the people that they lost on the terrible day and not, I think, not have to pay a fee. So I think they're wrong about that. They may lose that battle. They might lose that battle because there's a lot of people that are going to say the same thing. I wonder where all the time has gone is what I wonder. Before we jumped on the air here for ATN, I was looking at a calendar and I was thinking, wow, July 11th. Do you know there are 173 days left in the year? If we went back into history, if we climbed back into history, in 1533, Pope Clemente issued a bull of excommunication between or against Edward's, England's, King Henry the Eighth, for the annulment of the king's marriage to Catherine of Aragon, and then married second wife Anne Boleyn, who promptly lost her head eventually. If we fast forward, in 1767, John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, was born in a place called Braintree, Massachusetts. He always loved Massachusetts, and that's part of the reason why. You'll remember this story. You heard it when you were a kid in history class. In 1804, Vice President Aaron Burr mortally wounded Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. This was during a pistol duel in Weehawken, New Jersey. I love this story. In 1859, Big Ben, the great bell inside the famous London clock tower, chimed for the first time. 1859. This is a cool place to go if you have some time in Los Angeles. If you have the time, that's the key. In 1922... the Hollywood Bowl opened, and it was actually a lot of famous concerts went through there. They had a program called Symphony Under the Stars, and they did that with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. In 1937, very sad, talented as all get out, American composer and pianist George Gershwin died at a hospital of a brain tumor. He was just 38 years old. 38. In 1960, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published by J.B. Lippincott and Company, which at the time was a very big publishing house. In 1988, I love going back in history, by the way. See, there's a piece, there's a nugget, there's a something you'll grab onto. In 1988, nine people were killed when suspected Palestinian gunmen attacked hundreds of tourists aboard, I remember this as being young, little, a Greek cruise ship. The city of Poros was steaming toward a marina in suburban Athens. So 9 people killed when this happened on a Greek cruise ship. It was scary. Cruise ships have that false sense of security. False sense, though. In 1960, the novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was first published by them, as I said, and ultimately put them on the map, making anybody who had a decent book running to go in and have it have their book looked at and possibly published, because they were known to really put out a lot of stuff. All right, so let's go back in the wayward machine. President Bush did a couple of things 10 years ago, including the World Trade Organization ruled that heavy duties on steel imports imposed by the United States violated global trade rules. Thousands marked the anniversary of the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica, Bosnia, burying 282 newly identified victims. Very, very sad stuff. Very, very, very sad. All right, kind of splitting things up, it's fun to mention some birthdays. I used to do a whole full-blown birthday section. You know, when you're in the public eye, you certainly can't shy away from your age, or I guess the age that they think you are. I remember seeing Suzanne Vega when I was a kid at Red Rock. She's 54. Rocker Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi is 54. Also, wildlife expert Jeff Corin, and think how sad that is, would have been 46 years old. Meanwhile, actor Michael Rosenbaum is 41. Pop singer Andrew Bird is 40. Rapper Lil' Kim is 38. Rapper Lil Zane is 31. Actor Connor Paola, if you saw his face, you wouldn't know who he is 23 years old. The oldest on our list is Susan Seaforth Hayes, 70 years old. 70 years old, wow. Time flies when you're not counting. At least it feels that way to me. I don't know about the rest of you. That's the whole thing. If you're sweating the small stuff, then you are counting too much. And that doesn't do you any good to fret to burn a hole in the carpet by going round and round and round and round. That does nothing, my friends. All right, we got something for you, and it's coming up next, Round the Bend. Hang through and hold on tight.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We don't want this issue to disrupt our important and broad relationship with Russia, but that we believe that there is firm legal justification through cooperation along the usual law enforcement channels for his expulsion from Russia and return to the United States.
All right, that's Jake Carney, the White House spokesperson. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Jake Carney referring to Snowden. Asylum if you can get it, sucker, but how do you get here from there? As I said before, he's got to figure out a way to navigate or circumvent United States airspace, and that's going to look pretty hard. The hardest part is doing that. How do you find a route to that freedom from that airport in Moscow? He's been there. Do you believe it's been this long? He's been there since June 23rd. So the U.S. is putting the pressure on to deny airspace rights for any plane carrying him, because he's got espionage charges hanging over his head for the dump of classified info on telephone and internet surveillance initiatives in America. And then plus all the other stuff that's out there is just humiliating the NSA. All of the top secret NSA programs, boom, done, all revealed. Russian President Vladimir Putin is pushing Snowden out the door, urging him to leave as soon as possible. And Venezuela says, come on down. We are ready for you. We will give you that asylum, but it's going to be really tough to find his way around. Although Obama said a couple of weeks ago that, listen, I don't care that, you know, this 29-year-old hacker, I'm not going to scramble jets to go after a hacker. So if he's really sticking to that, are they scrambling jets to land a plane? I still think they would. There's no way that they're going to get permission to fly through their United States airspace. And then anyone else's airspace close to the United States. Now, there would be, the one thing that could happen is he could get a private lift somewhere. If there is a wealthy supporter of Snowden's, they could give him a lift. It's cost a fortune, but if they were willing to pony up for it, they could do it. So one of those Gulfstream babies, they could absolutely be navigated around U.S. airspace. And WikiLeaks has some big, big donors and some powerful friends. So maybe Julian Assange, who's really come out waving the flag, does something. Maybe he pushes somebody and they let the purse strings go, and he's got that private lift that he needs to get out of Moscow. But it wouldn't be cheap. Moscow to Caracas. You want to even just take a guess as to what that is? $134,000 and change. All right, I always promise that we're going to go to the mailbag. That's why I implore you, if you have something to say, hit us up through the miracle of the Internet. Send me your best shot at AmericaTonight.net. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Scotty T. Scotty T says, hey, Katie D and America Tonight listeners, I'm kind of tired of this Snowden storyline, and I bet other people, even if they're supportive of him, are tired of the same thing droning on and on. Even if Americans, or many Americans, believe he did the right thing by telling us what was happening and that we were definitely officially being spied on, it's not going to matter if he's tried for espionage. He's going to go away, maybe for 20 years. So in the end, was it really worth it? If you're Snowden, do you think that's a heavy price to pay, Kate? I think it's a very heavy price to pay. And that's it. People will back you, wave the flag, go on talk shows, say how the government is creepy and getting creepier and they're spying on us, and all valid points. But Snowden gets nothing out of that. He's not getting a pass from the U.S. So he gets his 15 minutes of fame. He makes his point about what's happening at the NSA, and you never know in the spy game what's happening, and so we need to pay closer attention. And then he humiliated the NSA, and because he humiliated the NSA, it's even that much bigger of a chance that he would get put away and snatched as soon as they could possibly get their hands on him. But if he's in a private plane, that's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to find that plane, most likely. They're not going to be able to do that. Here's one from Brad, who says, America Tonight. Kate, I know you say nooks and crannies and people, no matter what their political bent is. I got to tell you, I'm an independent. I'm an independent because I've seen things I don't like, for sure, that the Democrats do. And I was a Republican, but then I saw a few things I didn't like with the Republicans, so I thought best to be independent, even if I mostly vote for Republicans. What do you think of that? Well, bravo. It sounds like you're paying attention and you don't like either party and you'd rather take that lane where you can pick the candidate. The thing is, you don't get to do the primaries, which that can be big. Primaries in a hotly contested presidential election year, for example, that would be a good example. So you would miss out on that. But in other ways, you vote for who you think the right candidate is, and you're paying close attention, and yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. To be an independent is not a bad move. Here's one from Joe, listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Joe has this to say. He says, Kate, I wish somebody, sorry to say, would take out Jokar Tsarnaev and wipe the smirk off his face. How dare he turn around to a woman whose two sons, lost their legs. It is sad and it is sick that anyone would even dare to embrace them. Well, you know, it's interesting, should you say that, there was a small group of people who showed up at the courthouse in South Boston to show support for Jokhar Tsarnaev, or Jokhar Tsarnaev. I think that's what they're calling him now, because he was in court for his first public hearing. And we know now, you know, what he's charged with. He's charged with a whole bunch of counts. And I think it'll be tough to even get close to anything with this, but he's been charged with like 30 counts. And the counts, of course, that we're talking about the fact that four people ultimately were killed and more than 260 were wounded. And this was kind of a day where they could stare him down, look him in the face, and see him for themselves. Even they had seen pictures or videotape or, you know, whatever. They could see Jokhar now face to face and get a sense of him, I guess. But he does have a band of people supporting him. People who are out there with signs that say, "Free Jokhar," and other signs that say, "Justice for Jokhar." But I don't see anything to give him any kind of wiggle room, frankly, to get out of the charges that he's facing. And he's being charged with a serious one, a weapon of mass destruction. Weapon of mass destruction. Hal says Jokhar needs to stay behind bars. I don't know if I were a parent who lost a child that I would want to be in that courthouse. It would be a question, Kate, that I would wrestle with, and maybe it would be better that I were in the courthouse, because then it would become very real. And then there would be nothing to fear. True, well, there's nothing to fear with him in custody, and he pleads not guilty, but that's not a surprise. Of course, he's going to plead not guilty. Can you imagine, being the public defender that gets assigned to him? Oh, that would be nightmarish, I think, especially if you had any kind of strong feelings. Here's one from John listening to us in Arcadia, Florida, WFLN. Woohoo! A new affiliate as of a month ago. He says, "Did you see this cockamamie nonsense, Kate? I know you collect these kind of stories about Sam Adams' beer getting rid of the God reference from the Declaration of Independence. What's up with that?" Yeah, you know, this politically correct world that we're driven in, references to God, for the most part, are ixnayed, unless you're talking about a church function. But there's a lot of controversy over this one. Why name a beer after Sam Adams? Why do that? Quoting the Declaration of Independence. But they pulled out any reference to God. They decided not to do that. And they did that. They pulled everything that they could out. The company issued a statement saying that it was an intentional omission and said that the decision is in line with industry guidelines. You know, those guidelines are just make more money and don't insult people. And they're fearful of any kind of an insult. So go figure. That in itself could be dangerous. Let's put it that way. You know, think about it. Think about the protesting. Odd. Sam Adams beer. Not my particular brand, but the fact that they succumb to the pressure, that's too bad. Why can't they put what they want on their bottle, for goodness sake? I'm collecting numbers, and I'm going to let you see them coming up here on America Tonight.
Thank you. big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Rusty the Red Panda, who was all over the internet on June 24th when he escaped his exhibit Tops We Can Count. This was at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Zookeepers returned the healthy runaway panda to his enclosure. When he came back, he was munching on fruit and bamboo and getting reacquainted with his old roommate, Shama. What they did in D.C. was very strange. He escaped because of the tall stalks of bamboo. Like, they didn't realize that at the zoo. Isn't that brutal? Oh, the red panda. Look, of course, he just climbs right over. Because he has something to climb on, you dummies. I put him right over the top of the exhibit. And he made his way to a D.C. neighborhood about a mile away from the zoo, where they found him strolling on a sidewalk. And they alerted the zoo, and see, this shows you the power of the characters wrapped together. somebody tweeted it to them, and they were able to go and get the panda, the red panda. So crazy, isn't it, that he escaped, that they found him, that somebody saw him walking in the neighborhood. Hey, that special red panda, he's right behind my garbage can. Can somebody come and get him? We don't know what to do. Please help us. He's very cute. Very, 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 very cute. More on the happy news department. If you're Matt Stafford and you play as the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, when your team offers you $53 million, a three-year extension with the Lions to stay under contract for $76.5 million over the next five seasons, you are happy. You do your happy dance. Woohoo! That's good. He doesn't have to worry about, is he there, is he not going to go, all that kind of stuff that makes players crazy, because then they get wrapped up in the storyline. So he's staying. They're paying him. And that is a very, very good ending for Detroit Lions fans. Because 2011, the kid showed a lot of heart and a lot of game. And if he bounces back to that now with a running game with Reggie Bush, then all is well. And I think he does. I think he does bounce back. Detroit bounces back. He bounces back. And it turns out to be a good deal for everyone all the way around. Apple, guilty of e-book price conspiracy. Did you know that? Yep. It's sad. It's true. They might have conspired to raise e-book prices. You know, these books are priced all over the map. They're kind of cockamamie how they price them. But the ebook publishers had issues with CBS had issues with HarperCollins, and they settled and didn't go to trial. Apple held out, and the U.S. Department of Justice brought a civil antitrust suit against the company. The Department of Justice says that Apple and the publishers engaged in a conspiracy to team up against Amazon and fix the price of ebooks. Ooh, fixing the price of ebooks? It's great when you're a consumer, isn't it? You think that they're just doing right by you. Ooh, look at this piece of machinery. This is amazing. And then you find out you got ripped off. You had absolutely no idea. No idea. And that was the case. That was the case there for sure. All right, a couple more of these numbers games things. As I said, there's, you know, everything revolving around us has numbers in it to some extent. And we gave you a few of them, kind of hopscotching on a couple of different topics. Different topics from, you know, whether or not we are talking about the red panda, or we're bouncing back and talking about conspiracy with Apple. This perhaps is the, I think, weakest attempt at getting somebody's attention in the Tour de France. Do you hear about this story about urine being thrown at a very famous Tour rider when he went by? And you think of the beautiful scenery in the Tour. So the Tour de France, still one of the few prestigious events where spectators can almost reach out and touch the riders or throw urine on them, as Mark Cavendish found out on Wednesday. He was absolved basically any wrongdoing following a collision with Tom Wheeler just 24 hours earlier, and was the target of an angry fan as he rode through the 33 kilometers between Mount Saint Michel in Normandy and across the border where they left from. So cycling fans are very much split over Cavendish, with some unimpressed by his perceived arrogance and large ego, who others love because they love his insatiable desire to win. See, there's always two sides to the coin. So he was doused by an irate spectator during an interview with urine. not the first one to be in that situation. In 1975, Eddie Merckx was punched in the kidneys during his quest to claim a sixth tour title, while Lance Armstrong was given bodyguards in 2004 after being subjected to death threats as well. So much history. Now, I like the Tour de France, but after the whole Lance thing, it kind of lost its lure for me. After the whole, and not just Lance, but so many others, but the fact that he finally talked about it in the beginning in January and then went from there, and, you know, the story just gets worse. He's being sued by everybody and anyone for like $500 million. All right, you know that I'm a freak for what the temperature is. Not a freak for it, but I just find it fascinating when we're talking about degrees like in the hundreds. So Death Valley, 134 degrees. 100 years ago, Death Valley set that scorching record. And you can see it. They hang it up all over the place. There's like a little placard for that Death Valley thing that happened in 1913. Hottest known temperature. And we say known because who knows what it's been all time when they weren't even keeping records. So since it happened 100 years ago, they still celebrate it. About 140 people showed up to the anniversary. They listened to weather experts talk about it at the Furnace Creek Visitor Center and Museum. Clever, who never named that Furnace Creek, get it? And they hang out in the desert and learn about what caused Death Valley to get that hot. However, I have to say, if I go to Death Valley, I have been there. I've been there several times. Go through it. If I've been at Death Valley and it's 100-some degrees, I am seeing Death Valley in my rearview mirror. I can't go to the furnace and hang out and listen to a conversation unless they blast the air so cold that I become like a popsicle and I'm just frozen. You see, it's like we have temperatures, right? You have people that like to be cold, and you have people that like to be hot. They just do. They don't mind it, or they don't mind the hot weather. And me, oh, cold weather anytime, any day. You can put on layers. Hot weather? No. Because it's uncomfortable. It's tough. Even if you're in great shape, if you're moving around, whatever, it's really tough to deal with the hot, hot, hot. You just cannot. I don't care if you're 20. To somewhere in between, up to 70. You just can't move around, I think, as comfortably. And in California, in the desert, they get those high temperatures, definitely. Palm Springs, too. I've been in Palm Springs where I feel like the place is just going to explode right off the map a couple of summers ago. Boy, that would be a sight, wouldn't it? That's something to think about, folks. You never know what you're going to get here on America Tonight.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.